Here's a thought I'll title, Recognizing Excellence. I attended my very first photographic workshop some 40 years ago now, and I remember distinctly my reasons for doing so. I did it because the instructors, Bruce Barnbaum, John Sexton, and Ray McSavany, were well acknowledged for their printing capabilities, masters of the zone system, all direct artistic descendants, if you will, of Ansel Adams and his excellence, and I thought that'll be great. I'll go learn how to make a great print. That is to say, I wanted to learn the specific techniques that were being taught by these three instructors. Like all the other students, I prepared for this workshop by spending months in the darkroom beforehand, making the best prints I possibly could from the best negatives I had, and taking that with me for critique sessions, etc. It was a week in Yosemite, and wow, it was a fantastic experience. First time I'd been to Yosemite, first time I'd been to a workshop, and most importantly, the first time I had experienced hundreds of wonderful prints by the three instructors. That was one of the things that was an unexpected benefit of going there, was they all brought not a projector and digital images to show up on a screen like is so commonly done today. They brought finished, matted prints, boxes and boxes of them. I don't think I'd be exaggerating if I were to say there were 600 to 800 finished prints between the three instructors, let alone those that were brought by all of the participants, me included, that maybe weren't up to speed, but there was so much to see. And looking back on that experience, the most valuable part was not the technology that I learned, but it was seeing all of those absolutely wonderfully crafted, beautiful prints. Because I have to confess, until then, I didn't really know what a great print looked like. Most of my knowledge about photography had come through books, some of which were printed pretty well, most of which weren't. Keep in mind, this is still in the 70s, so things like Yosemite Range of Light, there was 300 line screen tritones had not yet been produced. And because of that, I had very questionable abilities to know when I was looking at a great print. But here at the workshop, I was able to see great prints by these three instructors. And that was a mind-boggling experience. Of course, the other side of that story is that the technology since then has moved on radically. And none of us would have predicted that digital photography would be replacing analog photography for so many of us. And obviously, one of the implications of that media revolution is that so much of what I learned in that first workshop is technology that's now outdated. I don't use it anymore because it just doesn't pertain to a digital workflow. But the way I learned how to see and recognize excellence in a photograph is still one of the most valuable lessons of my creative life. Had I not gone to that workshop, my ability to see an excellent photograph and know how it was supposed to look, what the potentials of the materials were, how far my analog efforts fell short of what could be done, all of that was something I learned in the workshop. Not long after I got back from that workshop, I learned about the Fred Picker sample images, the ones that he would sell for, I don't know, I think they were $25 or something. 8x10s, unsigned, unmatted, the purpose of which was to put them up in your darkroom so that you had some kind of reference to what a good print should look like in terms of D-Max blacks and delicate whites and shadow detail and etc. It was a wonderful program, and I know probably a lot of you remember fondly all of those images that Fred Picker sold. It was a great way to learn what a good photograph was supposed to look like. But part of the reason I bring it up here is not just to walk down memory lane, but rather to cast a bit of a warning, if I can, out into the world relative to how that experience has changed so radically. I don't know any workshop instructors, I'm sure there are some out there, I just am not aware of them, who now show up with several hundred matted, finished, signed prints, ready to show their workshop attendees examples of what excellence looks like in a finely crafted print. There probably are some, but most workshop instructors that I know of now show up with a projector and a whole pile of digital images, which they cast sometimes up onto a nice screen, sometimes onto a sheet or an empty wall, and not ideal circumstances at all for viewing the quality capabilities of what the medium can produce. I know workshop instructors whose entire presentation consists of a laptop, or perhaps even an iPad. And it seems to me that those are perfectly functional ways of teaching laptop and iPad presentations. But it's not a very practical way to learn about prints. Conversely, showing only digital prints is not a great way to facilitate the necessary skills for doing digital processing. It's a more complicated world these days. There is technical things to learn from the digital workflow, but there's also aesthetic things to learn. And here's just one silly little example. In the aesthetics of iPad or laptop presentations, we don't need to have that big white border that goes all the way around the images the way matte board does in the world of prints. But yet I see lots and lots of photographers who present their images that way, so that the actual square millimeters of image content are relatively small compared to the size of the screen. And to me, that's an aesthetic blunder in the presentation of the work, because there are other possibilities and other options, but those are almost never a topic of concern in a workshop, at least not the ones that I'm familiar with. Going to a workshop to learn a technique is fine, wonderful, all kinds of reasons why we should. But a lot of that can also be learned on YouTube, can be learned with remote tutoring and mentorships, and you don't have to go to exotic locations for the purposes of learning techniques. Developing the ability to see and understand and interpret high-quality photographic work, however, is an important reason to go to a workshop, assuming that's what the instructor is there to show you, is excellence in their work, which may or may not include technical discussions, but really must include aesthetic discussions and the tangible experience and information about what it means to be a photographic artist. So yes, if you don't want to use YouTube and whatnot, workshops to learn techniques can be perfectly fine. But that's not the main reason to go. The main reason to go is to see excellent work and to train your eye to recognize excellent work so that you can bring that training and that sensitivity to your own images, which are skills often best left to the most qualified instructors and all the examples and work they bring to share with you.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.